This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue with a series called Leaving a Lasting Legacy. In these teachings, Pastor Rick shares the biblical principles we need to pass on to the next generation in order to ensure their spiritual success. In a few moments, we're going to tell you about a biblically based study resource that will help you restore your energy and reclaim your passion. It's called the Re-Energize Your Life Guided Experience book, and you can take a sneak peek right now by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part one of a message called Leaving a Legacy of Faith.
Now, the Bible says this at the top of your outline. I'd like to ask you to read it with me, Hebrews 11, verse 6. Let's read it together. Without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. The Bible says God is not looking for ritual in your life. He's not looking for rules in your life. He's not looking for regulation in your life. He's looking for a relationship. And since God cannot be seen, how do you have a relationship with an unseen God? Only by faith. God says your faith will be rewarded here on earth and in heaven as you learn to trust a God you can't see. And the Bible says it's impossible to please God unless you learn to trust him. Now, what does it mean to live by faith, and what does it mean to leave a legacy of faith? Well, a good example of leaving a legacy through multiple generations is what Paul said to his young co-worker in the Lord as he traveled around the Roman Empire during the Bible times. Up on the screen, Paul says to Timothy, "I know that you sincerely trust the Lord, for you have the faith of your mother Eunice and your grandmother Lois." Lois was a woman of great faith who passed that faith on to her daughter, Eunice. Eunice passed that faith on to her son, Timothy. Timothy took that faith and spread it all over the Roman Empire with the Apostle Paul. Two generations from now, will there be anybody spreading the faith because of you? Did you pass on your trust in God to anybody else? Well, you can't pass on faith until first you know what it is. What is faith? If you want to know what faith is, you have to go to the book of Hebrews, the 11th chapter, which is God's Hall of Fame. It's the list of the giants of faith that God says, these men and women, they did good. They did it right. They lived their lives by faith. And what we're going to do today is go through that passage, Hebrews 11, verse by verse, as we look at how God says we live by faith. Faith is like a diamond. It's multifaceted. There is no single definition. But in this passage of Scripture, we find seven definitions of what it means to live by faith. Now, if you only come to church one weekend a year, you picked a good weekend to come. Because this is the one that if you get it, you got it. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. So how do I live by faith? Seven ways. Number one, faith is believing when I don't see it. Faith is believing when I don't see it. And that's the first verse of Hebrews chapter 11. It says this, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Faith is visualizing the future. It is visualizing potential. It's seeing it in advance. Faith is believing it before you see it. Now, some people say, a lot of times you've heard this said, well, I'll believe it when I see it. And God says, actually, the exact opposite is true. You will see it when you first believe it. There are many things in life that have to be believed before they can be seen. Back in the 1960s, the Russians sent the first cosmonaut into outer space, Yuri Gagarin. And he circled the Earth, and when he came back down, he came out and did a press conference and said, I searched the heavens and I looked for God and I did not see him anywhere. Therefore, there is no God. And the communist, which was an atheistic regime, said, we now have scientific proof that there is no God. About 6 months later, John Glenn, who later became a senator, went into space, circled the Earth three times in Gemini, came back down, held a press conference and said, I saw God everywhere. I saw his presence. I saw his glory in the galaxy. I saw his splendor in the universe. I saw his majesty in the stars. I felt him. I saw God everywhere. Which one was right? They both were. Jesus said, unless a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. You're just too narrow-minded to see it until you've had a spiritual transformation in your life. You've shut off the possibility of what God wants to do in your life. You're too narrow-minded. You have to have that transformation. Wernher von Braun, the father of the nuclear movement, said, there has never been any great accomplishment in history without faith. It is faith that causes an architect to design a building because first he believes it can be done. It is a faith that causes an Olympic athlete to practice and go to the Olympic trials because they believe they can achieve. It is a sculptor or an artist who first believes that they can paint this picture before they attempt that sculpture. It is a scientist who first believes that we could put man on the moon that has to believe it before you see it. It is a universal principle of life. I believed that God was going to build a world-class church in Southern California long before he did it. Faith is believing when I don't see it, and it turns dreams into reality. Number two, faith is obeying when I don't understand it. And God gives us two examples of people who obeyed God when he told them to do something long before they understood why he had told them to do it. The first one is a guy named Noah. In Hebrews 11, verse 7, it says this, it was by faith that Noah built an ark to save his family from the flood. He obeyed God who warned him about something that had never happened. It had never rained prior to the flood. Did you know that? The Bible tells us that the plants of the world were watered by a condensation. It's like a dew that came up in the morning that covered a mist. And that's why when they saw the first rainbow, they were all surprised because it had never rained. And God says, I want you to go build an ark. It's going to take about 100 years to build. And by the way, it's going to be a flood that carries it off. Now, what's a flood? Well, it's a bunch of rain. What's a rain? Well, we don't know. It's obeying God in advance. If God told you to build an ark, a big ship in your front yard, would you do it? Imagine being Noah's kids. They come home every day, and here's their dad, the crackpot, working for 100 years on a big boat in the front yard, hundreds of miles from the nearest sea. What is this for, Dad? It's for a flood. What's a flood? Well, I don't know, but God says we're going to have one. Now, because it had not rained before, that's, by the way, why people lived so much longer, lived hundreds of years prior to the flood, because the atmosphere was actually changed in the flood, and they didn't live as long after God allowed rains and things like that to happen. But he obeyed without question, and aren't you glad he did? I mean, the human race is here because Noah obeyed when he didn't understand it. I mean, I'm sure the kids are going, can't you get a different hobby, Dad? This is embarrassing. Now, there was another guy who did the same thing, and his name was Abraham. And in verse 8, it was by faith that made Abraham obey when God called him to go out to a country that God had promised him. And he left his own country without knowing where he was going. Now, when God says this to Abraham, he's 75 years old. And he's living in Iraq. Did you know that? He lived in a city called Ur. How'd you like to live in a city called Ur? Where are you from? Ur. Sounds like gas, Ur. God says, Abraham, I'm going to ask you to leave. You're 75 years old. It's time for Social Security. It's now time for social insecurity. Just when you're ready to hang it up and you go play golf, I'm saying, get it down and dust it off. You're going for the ride of your life.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. If you've missed any part of today's teaching, you can listen online anytime at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Right now, we'd like to tell you about an exciting resource from Pastor Rick, the Re-Energize Your Life Guided Experience book. In this book, created from Pastor Rick's most practical teaching, you will learn everything you need to know to re-energize your life the way God intended. You'll benefit from biblical wisdom and learn how to apply it to your life in practical ways. Not only will you learn how to relieve stress, Pastor Rick will show you how to discover your purpose and build margin into your schedule. Step by step, you will begin a journey of spiritual restoration and renewal. You'll restore your energy and reclaim your passion as you learn how to let Jesus lighten your load and discover the key to a balanced life. You can go through this hands-on guided experience at your own pace. No need to rush. You'll have time to reflect and celebrate your progress. This high-quality, vegan leather, four-color guided experience book is a user-friendly, interactive powerhouse. Its eye-pleasing pages are packed with devotionals, verses, and Bible teachings that will dramatically impact your spiritual life forever. Don't settle for a bland existence. Re-energize your life now with this guided experience book from Pastor Rick Warren. Today, when you give a gift to Daily Hope to help take the certain hope of Jesus to a lost world, we'll send you Re-Energize Your Life to say thanks. Call 800-600-5004 or visit PastorRick.com today to get this incredible resource and have your financial gift matched up to $50,000. This opportunity is only available till the end of this month, so please contact us right away. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com.
Once again, here's Pastor Rick.
God says, Abraham, I'm going to ask you to leave. You're 75 years old. It's time for Social Security. It's now time for social insecurity. Just when you're ready to hang it up and you go play golf, I'm saying, get it down and dust it off. You're going for the ride of your life. And I'm going to make you the father of a great nation, Abraham, if you will obey me when you don't understand it. I want you to head west to a country you've never been to, and I'm going to make you of a nation that you've never heard of. And God says, I'm not going to give you the details. So Abraham says, where are you going? He said, well, you've never heard of this place. How will I get there? Well, just head out. How long will it take? I'll let you know. When will I get there? I'll let you know. Would you do that? At 75 years of age, head off on the greatest adventure of your life. The result is he became the father of a great nation. The point is this: obedience always involves taking some kind of risk. You see, some people want a guarantee of success before they obey what God tells them to do, but God won't do it because that's not faith. There was no guarantee of success when Kay and I moved to Southern California from Texas to start Saddleback Church. It was 1979. Kay and I were 25 years old, and God says, go to Southern California, the Saddleback Valley, and start a church. Now, there were many reasons to doubt. First, I had never been the pastor of a senior pastor of a church, so I didn't know, how would I know how to start a church? Second, we didn't have any money. Third, I was only 25 years old. And fourth, I didn't know a single person in the Saddleback Valley. And when we moved here, there was no guarantee that this thing would succeed. It was simply an act of obedience. And I remember asking Kay, what do you think about doing this? I think God's calling us to Southern California. And she said, well, I'm scared to death, but I believe in God and I believe in you, so let's go. I've often thought, what would have happened? How would history be different if she had said, let's don't go? If rather than obeying God when we didn't understand it, we'd said, we're scared to death, we have no guarantee of success, so let's not do it. How many churches would not be blessed? How many families would be split up that were saved and stayed together. Faith is obedience when you don't understand it. Now, in the Bible, in just the New Testament alone, there are 1,050 commands, and they're all there for your benefit. And God says things like this: love your enemies. Well, that's not particularly easy. Or forgive the people who really hurt you. Well, that's not an easy one either. And honestly, there are a lot of commands in the Bible that seem to be difficult, unreasonable, unrealistic, unachievable, and actually seem impossible. And God says things like, you should save sex for marriage. Now, when he says these kind of things, it's not because he's being a meanie, but because God knows best what will make you happy more than you do. And the question is always a test. Do I trust God or do I trust my gut? Do I trust the word or do I trust the world? This is a test of faith. Will I obey? And every time God tells you something to do, it's a test of your faith. Will I believe that God knows what to do? Because honestly, I don't always feel like doing what God tells us to do. When somebody hurts me, I don't feel like forgiving them. I want to get even. I want to get back at them. I want to retaliate. As a kid, did your parents ever ask you to do something that in your mind seemed unreasonable? Yes. And did you ever ask them, why should I do this? Yes. And they would say, because we had the same parents. Because I say so. What kind of answer is that? That's no reason. That's just an excuse. Looking back, were some of the things that your parents told you to do because they said so really the right thing? Yes. Can you see in hindsight now how they were wise? Yes. God will ask you those questions the rest of your life, not just when you're a kid. When you're 80 years old, God is going to be saying to you, I want you to do this. And you're going to go, why? That doesn't make sense. And God will say, because I say so. This is a test. Faith is believing when I don't see it, but it's also obeying when I don't understand it. And the point is, if I learn to do what God tells me to do without question, even when it seems absurd, even when it seems the exact opposite of my natural tendency, then I'm going to grow in faith and I'm going to get blessed. On the other hand, if you do not learn to obey when you don't understand it, when God says, I want you to do this, whether it seems like the wise thing or not, I want you to do this. If you don't do that, you will miss so many blessings in life that God had in store for you. I once asked Kay when I was preparing for this message, could she think of a time when she obeyed God without understanding it? And she said, yeah, when you asked me to marry you. Just think of the blessing she would have missed. Baby, oh baby, oh baby. What of the blessing I would have missed. 31 years later, was that a good call? Absolutely, yeah. We could just dismiss now. That's the end of the sermon. Faith is believing when I don't see it, obeying when I don't understand it. Number three, it's persisting when I don't feel like it. Now, if there's ever, friends, ever a value we need to teach the next generation, it is this one. Persistence. Never giving up when you feel like it. Because we live in a culture that is manipulated by its moods. We live in a culture that has been taught, if it feels good, do it. If you don't feel like doing it, don't do it. Do only what you feel like doing. And as a result, we are ruled by our emotions. And that is a mistake. The truth is, doing the right thing is not always the thing you feel like doing. And maturity is when you don't live by your feelings, but you live by your commitments. And frankly, I don't want to pass on that cultural value to the next generation. Just do whatever you feel, which those of us who were baby boomers or even Gen Xers grew up with. It's not exactly the right thing, because doing the right thing is not always something you feel like doing. Now, I'll be honest with you. This is going to blow my image to some of you, but I don't always feel like being nice to people. Okay, I don't. Sometimes, you know, at the end of a long day, about 11 o'clock at night, I'm in grocery shopping and somebody goes, Pastor Rick! What? You know, I don't really feel like being nice. Can I tell you my problems? No. That's the way I feel. It's not what I do necessarily. But the truth is, so I know this is going to shock you, but sometimes I don't feel like being nice to my wife and kids. I don't feel like doing the unselfish thing. Sometimes I'm quite selfish. I want to just lay on the couch and watch TV. Well, just because I don't feel like it doesn't mean it's the right thing to do. In fact, this one will really shock you. Sometimes, as a pastor, I don't feel like praying or reading my Bible. But I do it.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in a moment to close out our time together. If you missed any part of today's message, just go to PastorRick.com to listen again. And be sure to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional while you're there. Right now, we'd like to tell you about an exciting resource from Pastor Rick called the Re-Energize Your Life Guided Experience book. In this first-of-its-kind book, created from Pastor Rick's most practical teaching, you'll learn everything you need to know to re-energize your life the way God intended. You'll benefit from biblical wisdom and learn how to apply it to your life in practical ways. Not only will you learn how to relieve stress, Pastor Rick will show you how to discover your purpose and build margin into your schedule. Step by step, you'll begin a journey of spiritual restoration and renewal. You'll restore your energy and reclaim your passion as you learn how to let Jesus lighten your load and discover the key to a balanced life. You can go through this hands-on experience at your own pace. No need to rush. You'll have time to reflect and celebrate your progress. This high-quality vegan leather four-color guided experience book is a user-friendly interactive powerhouse. Its eye-pleasing pages are packed with devotionals, verses, and Bible teachings that will dramatically impact your spiritual life forever. Don't settle for a bland existence. Re-energize your life now with this guided experience book from Pastor Rick Warren. You can call 800-600-5004 or you can visit PastorRick.com to get yours. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle, or 1-800-600-5004. And thank you so much for your support. Today, when you give a gift, your gift will be doubled up to $50,000. And we'll say thanks for your support by sending you a copy of the Re-Energize Your Life Guided Experience, which will help you recharge your batteries the way God intended. Right now, here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
You know, I just want to take a quick second to say thank you, everybody. Because of your generosity, we're able to take the hope of Jesus Christ into places where there are no Bibles, no believers, and no body of Christ, no churches at all. Now, as you pray about giving, I want to ask you to ask God about sending a gift that's the largest you're able to give, because at this point of the year, we have a donor who has offered to match your gift. That means what you give will be doubled. We get twice the bang for the buck, in other words. So please respond quickly and give in such a way that we can maximize it through this matching gift. And I want to ask you this. Would you pray for us at Daily Hope? Pray as we reach out to people around the globe with hope that people will find Christ by the thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands. So thank you for being a partner with me to getting the message out.
Call 800-600-5004 or visit PastorRick.com today to have your financial gift matched up to $50,000. This opportunity is only available to the end of this month, so please contact us right away. That's 800-600-5004 or visit PastorRick.com. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.